If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul obviously feels the same way. Thank you for joining us today. Were these targeted at just Black Americans, or are Latino or other people of color getting them as well?
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me. All I've heard thus far is Black Americans receiving such texts. I did get a call this weekend from a friend whose son, whose high school age, received a similar text. Didn't mention a necessary plantation, but mentioned a van coming to pick him up, and referred to him as the N-word. And
oh my God,
you know,
it's horrifying. It is absolutely horrifying, because many of the people that I've been reading about, they're like, well, they know my number. They seem to know my name. Do they know where I live? And do we know where they're coming from? Are they from this country? Are they bots? What do we know so far, Attorney General?
Well, you know, not much from, you know, my office's standpoint right now. This is all fairly new. I did hear from the Louisiana Attorney General's office may have identified some of the messages that came into state in Louisiana as originating from Poland. But I don't know much of the details of that, to be honest with you. So, you know, as we get more and more information, and we get to dig into it along with other law enforcement partners, we'll know more.
Mr. Attorney General, I'm sorry that you and your friends are going through this. Should you find out, and should it be humid, are there state crimes here that are being violated? And do you have an idea of how many people from Illinois have received these texts?
I don't. I mean, it's been all anecdotal thus far. So we did hear from last week from a school district, I believe in Bloomingdale, that within that school district, several students received such texts. And again, the only other evidence I've had since then was the phone call from a friend directly to me about their son and another student at their school receiving such texts.
One media outlet in Chicago was reporting that TextNow.com is a phone service that allows people to create phone numbers for free, and that this company said that one or more of our accounts was used to send text messages in violation of our terms of service. This is why you want people to report it, right? And how do they do that?
Yeah, they can call directly to our office, or there's a Help Stop Hate outlet that the Department of Human Rights has that we just announced maybe a week and a half ago, that people can communicate directly to the Help Stop Hate hotline to report this. But, you know, I won't limit it to that, you know, to local law enforcement, you know, to federal law enforcement, to my office. We're all communicating with one another, and so the important thing is the more information we can gather, the more we can find out,
right?
And the better we can collaborate. You know, we've done this. This is not dealing with trying to figure out where messages are coming from. We've done it with robocalls, and it's you know, the everlasting fight. You know,
mm-hmm.
We've dealt with different voice over internet networks that we've had to bring in and had to collaborate with the FCC and the FTC on trying to limit robocalls, yet there's still a problem. So it's an ongoing fight, but the more information we have, the more we can do something about it.
As a black man, tell me about your personal reaction to this.
Well, I mean, it's offensive. Listen, hate has been on the rise generally over the last couple of years towards various communities, and the black community has never been immune to it. We've known it for a very long time now. It's visited other communities, you know, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, AAPI hate. We've seen a lot of it triggered by different occurrences, whether domestic or international, over the last few years, whether it was triggered by the pandemic. Some AAPI hate was triggered by the pandemic. The conflict in Gaza has both anti-Semitism as well as Islamophobia being triggered by it. The black community has endured hate for
far too long.
As old as this country is.
All right. I know Steve wanted to get to a question. I just want to ask you about your concerns about the Trump Labor Department, Labor Department under him, and classifying gig workers like delivery drivers, Uber drivers, DoorDash folks as independent contractors, which takes away any benefits or any overtime. What's your plan for that?
Yeah, well, so, my office has been fighting misclassification of workers for some time now. And it's not limited to these gig workers, but there's a business model that has made this popular. And so we will continue to investigate as we have. There have been instances where workers, one of our big investigations were surrounding a Rivian plant in central Illinois where workers were being denied their overtime pay. And after we investigated, we were able to recover overtime pay for these workers that, you know, were otherwise being misclassified. And so this model is becoming more and more popular, and it's undermining the protections that we've known for workers, American workers, for some time. And we have to be vigilant at the state level at fighting against it, because we might not have a federal Department of Labor as our partner to help against that.
Attorney General, the president-elect is naming members of his immigration team and a border czar and things such as that today. Is there anything the state can do? Will you have defenses or mechanisms to ward off what the Trump administration wants to do, or will the federal government sort of have its sway? I mean, I guess, are you preparing for a battle?
Well, I came in the middle of the first Trump administration, so we're familiar with some of these battles. Our legislature has seen fit to pass the Trust Act that makes sure that our law enforcement, our limited law enforcement resources aren't used to do the job of ICE, of immigration enforcement. So our law has not changed within the state of Illinois, and so we will continue to protect our law and to make sure our law enforcement resources aren't utilized to carry out the agenda of the president.
Thank you so much for giving us some time today. We appreciate it, and we hope we can catch up again with you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.